Let's see, the man who presides over a court is a...
judge.
And a person who goes to school to study is a...
scholar.
Suppose it's in college.
Student,
All right, and if it's a little child in grade school?
You mean like kindergarten or...
Well, would you still say student or might you say something else? Student or scholar?
Well, student.
Okay. A person employed by a businessman to do his typing and look after...
stenographer.
Well, look after his mail and schedule his appointment.
Secretary.
A man on the stage is an actor, so a woman is an...
actress.
And our nationality would be...
American.
Okay, now let's see. We've referred to members of the black race, and I can't remember exactly what terms we've been using. What would be your normal way of referring to them?
Well, things are quite different today than what they were at one time. All the black that worked for me were called by their first name,
mm-hmm.
in some cases by their last name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But how would you refer to that race? Would you say black or colored or what?
Well, I grew up as a boy where there was a white race and a colored race,
mm-hmm.
and they were always referred to as colored people,
mm-hmm.
and seemed to be very acceptable.
Yeah.
And then the word Negro didn't set so well,
mm-hmm.
because there was a word that everybody used. It wasn't very nice, the short term of Negro. And then now they
would you mind saying that?
Refer to them as niggers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now they want to be called blacks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that takes care of the common ones. And then a member of our race would be?
Of the white race.
Okay. A child born of a racially mixed marriage would be black and white.
There's a word for that.
Mulatto, would you
know? Mulatto, that's right.
Do you know one for one that with an especially light skin?
Do I know any?
A child, a name for a child who was half black, half white, but his skin was very light.
Half breed, or...
okay.
Another word for that.
Okay. What would black people call the man they work for, or what would they have called him in years past?
Well, before my time, he was generally referred to as boss,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or captain.
Mm-hmm.
There again, that was
yeah.
Captain William, or Captain John, or Captain
yeah.
this.
Mm-hmm.
I always had the highest respect of the blacks that I worked with and to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had one call me anything but by my proper name, or mister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I always tried to be fair to them and do what was right.
Mm-hmm. What would you call white people who are not well off and don't try to better themselves at all?
There's a word for them. The word didn't come to me.
Would you say white trash?
I've heard that many, many times, and I suppose I've said that many, many times.
And you said what?
Just plain white trash.
Okay. Do you know other words like, cracker, would that mean this sort of person?
Well, cracker is a title for Georgia. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we just always considered ourselves Georgia crackers.
So it doesn't necessarily mean low-class white?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, how about a person that's from out in the country and it's just very obvious that he doesn't know anything about the town? You'd call him a...
well, a country boy, or
mm-hmm.
if he's a real, real country boy, we'd call him a hick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you know the term Hoosier?
No, that doesn't come
to... if he were from the mountains, what might you call him?
Not too familiar with the mountain area.
Okay. You might say, if it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you the time, you say, it's not quite midnight, but it's...
almost.
Mm-hmm. And if the ice was hard to walk on, you might say, I managed to keep my balance, but I blank fell. I didn't fall, but I
nearly fell down.
Mm-hmm.